Hello and welcome to The Temple, the official Mayan Factor podcast. I'm Brian the Mayan. I'll be your host today. This is technically our first real official podcast. The first one we posted up was really us just testing it out to see if it's going to work. Today we're actually going to run with the ball. Reason we're doing this is because we think there's some interesting stories to tell about the band, not only from our perspective, members of the band, but also people who are around us. There's, you know, the start of the band, members changing, of course, Ray's passing, which was a big deal. There's a lot to get to. But we'll get to there when we get to there. For right now, we've got Dan Angermeyer, drummer for the band currently. He came over and took over for Bronco Vegas. Matt Toronto, after the first record, he played on 44, Yesterday's Sun, Heaven and Hell, and he's the current drummer now. If everyone, we'd like to welcome Dan Angermeyer to the Temple. So, Dan, what have you been up to tonight?
Hey, what's happening, man? How you doing? I literally just walked out of the studio jamming on some new song ideas with Kevin.
That's awesome.
Yeah, literally just walked out of the studio.
How'd it go?
It was awesome. Really, really some cool things coming out. Really cool ideas, a little bit different than what we've been doing, but it's going to be pretty awesome.
I'm pretty excited too. So look, tell me, how did you become a Mayan?
You know, I actually knew Kevin from the Baltimore music scene. Kevin was in a band called Live Alien Broadcast. I was in Imbue. I had actually had just left Imbue, and a week later, Kevin was doing the Mayan Factor, and through a mutual friend, I got hit up saying, hey, the Mayan Factor needs a drummer. Would you be interested? And I knew Kevin, and I was like, hell yeah, I'd love to work with him.
That's Imbue. Tim was in Imbue, right? He played keys on some of the recordings, right?
Yes, Tim definitely was in Imbue, and yeah, he did all the keys and stuff on 44, so we kind of still had like that Imbue, little touch of Imbue on 44 album.
That's awesome. Were there any previous musical projects that you had done, or was Imbue the kind of first thing?
You know, I mean, I'd been playing in bands I think the first band I was in, I was actually 13 or 14, and when I was 15, we used to do open stage nights and whatnot downtown Baltimore. Prior to Imbue, I actually was in an acoustic hip-hop group, two-man thing called Mancini. We did a little, had a little fun with that with some record labels, played in New York, played in Florida, Nashville, so it was kind of fun. Kind of whet my appetite.
Mancini was awesome. Anybody who's not heard that is definitely missed out. I yeah, love that stuff. Hey, what was it like when you first came on board to be a Mayan? Like, I guess what was your first impression?
It was unlike anything I've ever done before, and I mean that in a positive way, because everybody in the band was just so chill, and it was so loose, and it almost felt like I was home. It was such a relaxed feeling. And I mean, my first gig with you guys was opening up for Brink and Benjamin up in Wilkes-Barre, PA, for their CD release party. So, you know, my first show, I really busted my cherry on a big show. You know, most people get a chance to ease their way into a band, and here I am opening up with you, playing with you guys, opening up for Brink and Benjamin in front of like what, a couple thousand people. So it was quite a rush, but there's nothing like being a Mayan. I mean, it's such a great feeling. It's the music; it just literally flows from you. It's so effortless. You know, it's almost like a soulmate.
Being a Mayan, what is that to you?
You know, it means a lot because of just the impact that our music has to people all over the world. I mean, it's something I take serious and take pride in having. I mean, the connections that you have with our fans. I mean, I've talked to people all over from Oslo, Norway, to Australia, to London, to Mexico City, to, you know, Cleveland, Ohio. I mean, it's just, there's a special connection between us and our fans that I've never experienced with any other bands that I've been in. And I think that's what, you know, I think the thing about the Mayan Factor, it's not just our band, it's everybody's band. And I think that's pretty special.
Wow, that's awesome. I know that we have a lot to talk about, and there's going to be lots of stories. we're going to be getting to in the future, is there any one story that really shines that you'd like to put out there for right now?
You know, I mean, there's a lot of great stories. You know what, though? I would say going recent, I would like to say the first rehearsal we all got back together. Lenny fits perfectly with what we're doing, and Lenny is, it's almost like Lenny has been with us the whole time. And the first show that we did back in April was such a surreal experience to see, you know, a decent amount of people show up, see us at a gig 2 hours away, and to see them all singing along. And it was the most surreal feeling ever to see people air drum to Warflower as we're playing. And I remember in the back of my head, I was like, man, I can't mess this up, because if I mess up, then these people, everyone are going to know. They're going to let this guy know what they're doing. It's the whole experience over the last 6 months with Lenny, who is, again, you know, he's got the spirit, he's got the soul of all of what we've been doing, so it's perfect.
Man, that makes sense. I was skeptical at first when you guys approached me and like, hey, you know, we got this new guy who wants to sing. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'll check it out, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and then got together, and I really didn't think very much of it. It was just like, you know, if we get together and we play the songs again, that'll be great. I didn't really expect too much of it. I didn't expect to be completely floored. I didn't expect to be like, wow, that's the energy. Like, this is somebody coming in and doing the songs their way, but it's still honest and it's still great.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I had the same feeling when Lenny sent us the video, which I forwarded to you when you and I first started talking, and I heard him doing Warflower and heard him doing Beauty and the Beast, and I believe the other one was Hopi Elders. It was like, wow. I mean, it's like, this really is going to happen. You know, I think the sky's the limit for us. I mean, I'm, you know, looking forward to maybe some new music. You know, I'd love to really for us to go out and see our international fan base.
Thanks for joining us in the temple tonight.
Definitely.
There's a lot more stories that we can talk about, and we'll definitely be bringing them to you real soon. Come join us again soon, okay?
Yep, definitely. Stay tuned. There's more to come.
Thanks for being on, Dan. Take care.
All right, man. See ya.